The Humane Society has announced it's reached a landmark $500 million settlement over animal cruelty at a Southern California slaughterhouse. Joining us now live on the Newsline, John Lovern, the Chief Counsel for the Animal Protection Litigation at the Humane Society of the United States. Mr. Lovern, thanks for taking a moment. This slaughterhouse in Riverside County, just what all was it doing, sir?
Well, thank you for having me. This is a facility that was caught on tape kicking, beating, running over animals with bulldozers, and doing all manner of cruel and horrific acts in the processing of meat into hamburgers.
Now, from what we understand, downer animals were put into the food supply at this place?
Yes. The critical problem at this facility is they were abusing these animals that were too sick or injured to get up and walk into the slaughterhouse. And that puts consumers at risk, and it leads to animal cruelty.
So why is this a civil matter and not a criminal matter? I mean, if people are putting potentially poisonous food into the food chain, why aren't they in jail?
Well, it was a criminal matter, and two of the workers at this facility were convicted by the San Bernardino District Attorney on animal cruelty charges in 2008. This case is about the owners and investors in this facility that put money into it and made happen what happened at that facility, and now they're being held accountable.
Well, are they really? I mean, we understand that this company has gone bankrupt. The $500 million judgment, you're not going to collect that because there is no more company there, is there?
No. These facilities were bankrupted by the recall from this facility and the fallout. The settlement today is with two of the nine defendants who are turning over the bulk of their remaining assets to the Department of Justice. And the judgment that will be entered is a deterrence judgment. It's a strong signal that if you abuse animals when you have government contracts that require humane treatment, you're going to pay the price economically.
Is there anything to stop any of these people from forming another company with a different name and coming back and basically escaping the judgment?
Well, that's always a problem. But the Department of Justice and the U.S. Department of Agriculture have to certify these facilities to be federal contractors. And we can't believe that they would certify anyone involved with this program under their existing contracts.
It is a lot of trust in the government that you're providing there.
Well, ultimately, we're dependent upon the government to ensure that these facilities are humanely operated, and that's why we do everything we can to hold them accountable.
Okay, but right there, it took your own undercover operatives to expose this. The government had no idea, so right there, it kind of shows a flaw in that logic, doesn't it?
Well, it's been tough to try to get the focus that we need. The government inspectors are overburdened and underfunded, but we've actually seen huge improvements since 2008 in the work that the Department of Agriculture is doing and in prosecuting this case. We certainly have a long way to go.
All right, John, thanks so much for joining us again. John Lovern, the Chief Counsel for Animal Protection Litigation at the Humane Society of the United States.